Hey guys, welcome to the How to Invest and Trade Like a Pro podcast. This show is for investors and traders who want to learn how to invest and trade in a way that protect and grow their wealth and yet minimize their risk in the stock market. Hey guys, what is up? So welcome back to the podcast episode. So in today's podcast episode, we'll be talking about the weekly technical analysis for the S&P 500, right? So this is a weekly Friday thing. So on every Friday, I'll be recapping what the market has done. So specifically the S&P 500 in the past week or so. Right, so in today's podcast episode, we'll take a look at how the S&P 500 has been performing in the week so far. Right, so the past couple of weeks has been a bit more volatile because prices have been falling, and then there's more volatility in the market, right? With the increase in, or should I say, a decrease in stock prices. So prices have been a bit more volatile, and if we take it for the week, the S&P 500 is down for the week, right? So we open on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So on Monday, we get down. So you can see on your price chart, you see that on Monday, prices get down and it forms a bit of a bullish hammer, right? So a bullish hammer at a support zone of around 3-4. So the bullish hammer is characterized by a long lower wick, right? So the long lower wick or long lower shadow, right? So the candlestick form a long lower shadow on Monday. So even though prices get down, so that was quite a bearish signal. So when prices get down, it means that the closing price for the previous trading session is much higher, and there's a gap between the previous closing prices for the closing session. There's a gap between the closing price and the opening price for the current session, right? So there's a gap between the previous Friday's closing price and this Monday's opening price. But even though it was a bearish signal from the gap, but the day closed with a bullish hammer, right? So a bullish hammer indicates that buyers have stepped in to take some control, even though prices have gapped down. So that was on Monday, and then on Tuesday and in throughout the week, we have been trading in a sort of a range of 330 to around 321, right? So if you have been following my podcast episodes about the weekly technical analysis for the S&P 500, you might notice that right now we are trading in this support zone of around 323 to around 331. Right, so we are trading within this range of 323 and 331. And right now, you can see that on your price chart, prices are finding a bit of a support at the lower end of this range. So at the 323 level. So when prices reach the 323 level, you notice that prices start to find support and bounce back up. And if you take a look at on Friday's trading session, you'll see that prices actually form a very strong bullish candlestick there. Right, so a bullish candlestick is indicated by long candlestick, a long body of a candlestick, and then you'll see that it's also accompanied by quite a significant amount of volume, right? And this tells me that moving forward, there might be a bit more bullish momentum compared to bearish momentum, right? Because on top of finding support at the lower end of this support zone of 323, we also see the candlestick forming a variation of a Morningstar pattern, right? So a Morningstar pattern indicates a bullish reversal coming up, right? So this does not give us 100% accuracy, but based on these probabilities and we combine these different indicators and signals, we can have a convergence of signals to tell us that, okay, when the Monday trading sessions come by, there is a higher probability that prices are likely to have a bit more bullish momentum behind it, right? So this is a quick update for the S&P 500. And the important point to take note now is, like I mentioned, the support zone, right? Right now we are trading in the support slash resistance zone, but because right now prices are coming from the top, right? So when prices are coming from the top and approaching this zone of interest, it is a support zone, But on the other hand, if prices are coming and reaching this zone of interest from below, then we say that zone of interest is a resistance zone. But in this case, like I mentioned, because prices are pushing from upwards to downwards, so when they are pushing from upwards to the zone of interest, is a support zone. So right now, I'm taking a look at this zone of 323 and 331, right? So how prices react to this zone will indicate to me how likely prices are likely to move in the coming week and the coming week or so. All right, so hopefully you guys have learned something from today's podcast episode to your financial success.